In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Charbel Maclouf is a 19th century Lebanese saint who has astonished the sages, because from his incorrupt body came out bloody liquid that was inexplicable from any scientific point of view. If his living body had 5 liters of blood, and after death he sweat a minimum of 1 liter of liquid per year, which would make 67 liters in 67 years, where did this mysterious liquid come from, with which wonderful miracles were produced? After death, he looked like a living saint, because neither his hair nor his nails fell out, and his body maintained its natural flexibility. Saint Charbel lived as a religious of the Maronite order, that's the Order of Saint Marin, in the Anaya convent for 16 years and spent the last 23 years as a hermit. He was a man continually given to prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. He lived each day's Mass intensely and led a life of continuous penance, working in the fields of the convent in silence to earn his bread. His life was prayer, penance, and work. After his death, thousands and thousands of devotees come to visit his tomb, where God continues to perform miracles. Saint Charbel is a popular saint in Lebanon, but he is a saint of all and for all, since he is our brother who awaits us in heaven and whose life encourages us to live on earth keeping the perspective of eternity. During his life, Father Charbel performed many miracles, despite being hidden from the world, hidden in a hermitage. The surrounding people considered him a saint and asked the superior to send him to pray for seriously ill people. Boutros Yanis Musa, who lived as a layman for 40 years in the Anaya convent and was a shoemaker, says, "A man from the village of Emehe named Jibrail Yusuf had lost his mind. He cursed and swore against religion thousands of times a day. We took him to the hermitage, and he did not want to enter through the church door. I spoke to Father Charbel, and Father Charbel ordered him, 'Enter the church,' and the patient entered without hesitation. 'Get on your knees,' and the patient knelt with his arms crossed like an angel without replying. Father Charbel placed the gospel on his head and said some prayers. Afterwards, we returned to Emehe, and during the journey, it was calm and quiet. He was healthy and totally changed. From that moment on, the crisis never returned, and everyone was amazed at his healing. In recognition, his relatives gave offerings to the hermitage." A monk certified the healing of his brother, Hannah Salem, who was mute. The monk, with the permission of his superior, went to visit his village of Kartaba, where his mute brother was staying, and then took his brother to Anaya so that Father Charbel would pray for him. The servant of God took him to the chapel, put the book of the Gospels on his head, and read a few paragraphs. Then he poured holy water on him and gave him some to drink, saying, "Do not be afraid, he will heal." When the monk was returning home with his brother, the mute began to shout, "My brother!" The miracle was done. Asif Anna Cater certified the following when she was 75 years old. 53 years ago, I was a domestic worker in Racket Bay's home. My boss's son had typhus, and his condition was very serious, so the doctors had given up hope of curing him. His mother asked that the man of God, Father Charbel, be called to heal him. His father sent 2 men to the convent, asking the superior to send Father Charbel to pray for his son. The envoys returned soon, saying that Father Charbel would arrive in the evening. Accompanied by 2 monks, 3 hours after dark, he appeared at the house. He entered the room, took holy water, and sprinkled it on the sick man. Then he prayed with his hands on his head. The sick man woke up, and Father Charbel said, "Give thanks to God, he is already cured. Feed him." Then he excused himself and returned to the convent with his companions. The one who had been sick ate. The fever had disappeared, and he was fully restored in a few days. "This I have seen with my own eyes, and I confess it before God and men." September 12, 1926. On December 16, 1898, at 11 a.m., Father Charbel celebrated Mass as usual in the chapel of the Hermitage. A paralysis immobilized him at the moment of elevation, while he was praying according to the Maronite liturgy. "O Father of Truth, here is your son, victim of your liking. Receive it because you have suffered death to justify me. Here is his blood shed on Golgotha to save me. Accept my offering." He could not continue. Father Makarios helped him down the altar, but after a while, he recovered a bit and was able to finish the Mass. However, he was so ill that they took him to bed and he could not get up or celebrate Mass anymore. He did not complain in the least in those 8 days of agony that followed. You could only hear him repeat, "My God, Jesus, Joseph, and Mary," and sometimes St. Peter and St. Paul, who were his spiritual friends, since they were the owners of the hermitage called St. Peter and St. Paul. Father Charbel died on December 24, 1898. He was 70 years old. The habit was removed. They took off his sackcloth, which he always wore, and it was observed that in the hood of his habit, there were some smooth pebbles on the part where his back rested in order to mortify himself when he sat down. His kidneys were girded with an iron chain. They closed his eyes and mouth, crossed his hands over his chest, and placed a cross in his hands. Then they transferred him to the chapel of the Hermitage. Once the news of his death was known, the monks of the Anea convent went up to the Hermitage to watch him that Christmas night. Before being buried, a young man named Tanus Musa, a disabled man, came to the convent to ask Father Charbel for prayers. His mother, upon learning that he had already died, thought to return immediately, but the young man insisted and went over to touch the corpse. A few minutes later, he felt great inner strength and was able to walk alone without help. It was the first miracle of our saint after his death. The young man was able to attend the funeral, which was held at 3 p.m, and accompany the coffin to the cemetery. On the night of Father Charbel's funeral, Father Elias L. Bimarani entered the church to pay a visit to the Blessed Sacrament, and after saying the rosary, he ran to wake up Father Francisco S. Sabrini, saying, "I have seen an extraordinary thing. A light that came out of the tabernacle would go to the corpse of Father Charbel. It would remain motionless on him and then return to the tabernacle." Father Simon from the town of Emahay recounted, "In 1885, there were many locusts, and there were so many that they made the sun darken. The superior of the Anea convent ordered Father Charbel to bless water and sprinkle the fields with it. Father Charbel carried out the order while I was at his side, and all the sprinkled places, they were free from the locusts. At this time, the inhabitants of Emahay came to be blessed with water, and they poured it into their fields, and they were free from the locusts. But what provoked the admiration is that the locusts moved away from the blessed fields and raided the neighboring fields, which were not blessed. Of this, there are numerous witnesses. So 100 inhabitants of Emahay came to the convent to thank him and worked for free one day in the fields of the convent. On May 8, 1950 at noon, a vehicle with 40 monks arrived at the Anea convent. They visited Father Charbel's tomb and spent 3 hours in prayer in the convent chapel. Later, some decided to go up to the hermitage where our saint had lived the last years of his life. Father Shalhoub and the brothers Elias Nura, Luis Yazbek, the novice Joseph D'Arin, and the postulant Hannah Guson were among them. Father Shalhoub had a camera with him and he wanted to take a souvenir photo of the group of men in front of the entrance to the hermitage. When developing the film, in addition to the five, there was in the center, clearly visible, the figure of a venerable monk with a white beard that no one had invited and no one had seen in the group when taking the photo. Many recognized him as Father Charbel. The negative was given to the Father General of the Maronites, and the conviction was reached that there was no trick and that the photo was really of Father Charbel, who miraculously had appeared in the photo. No one had ever taken a photo of him in life, nor would he have let it be taken. In this way, you have his miraculous photo that has gone around the world and is the official photo of Father Charbel. This enlarged photo was the official image presented to the world in St. Peter's Square on the occasion of his canonization on October 9, 1977. Between 1950 and 1953 alone, 2,200 extraordinary cures were certified. Let's see some of the best known, which occurred from his death to the present time. Dr. Antonian Ohan certified, "I knew Bernadette Riscala very well. From the age of 3, her left eye was crossed and protruded greatly, while the right eye was immobile. Many specialists treated her without success. Yesterday, May 5th, 1950, after a visit to Father Charbel's grave, the patient had an improvement of 85% in the crossed eye, and the right eye was completely and normally mobile. All of this is beyond medical possibilities, and I certify it under oath." Another cure. I, Dr. Manasseh, declare to have cared for Tanios Jarjura, who had a pernicious anemia so that he could not walk or extend his hands. After a visit to Father Charbel's grave, I found him walking normally and extending his hands like any healthy person. Dr. Joseph Farhat certifies, Bachara Anton Ruhana, a 37-year-old worker, was attacked at the age of 7 by tuberculosis osteoarthritis of the foot with open wounds discharging pus on the internal and external sides. The injury was confirmed radiologically. His foot was in a cast at the hospital. In Beirut, I consulted Dr. Fruchot, a famous French doctor, specialist in bone diseases. This great specialist concluded that an operation was necessary. The patient decided to have surgery and returned home to sell a plot of land to get the money for the operation. But 2 years went by without making the sale. Then he heard about the miracles that were performed at Father Charbel's grave and went to visit him. He knelt before his grave, and in less than a quarter of an hour, he was cured. He left his crutches at the convent and walked back to his home, which was about 10 kilometers from the convent. When I heard the news, I wanted to check it out and went to visit him. I observed that this man, totally powerless yesterday, had recovered 80% of the function of his foot. He could walk without crutches and without a cane without feeling any discomfort. He limped slightly, but without any discomfort. This fact cannot be explained except by a supernatural force, since his illness was irreversible and the surgical operation which they had proposed was not for his cure, but to make his condition less painful. Told in Beirut on June 29, 1950. The French Consul General in Beirut stated the following. After a terrible accident in Naples in 1949, my wife, Martha Pasqualina, suffered a deep wound on her leg, which was resistant to any medical treatment for several years. My wife, who was praying to Father Charbel, visited his grave and obtained a vial containing some liquid that sweat from his body. She applied a bandage moistened with the liquid to her wound for several days in a row, and within a short time, it was fully healed. Therefore, both me and my wife swear what was said is true. Beirut, July 12, 1957. A man pronounced dead by four doctors was resurrected by an injection of holy water brought from the grave of Father Charbel. Dr. Wasey stated, on February 3rd, I was called to respond to an emergency involving Sheikh Salim Salim, 70 years old, and found him in critical condition. He was unconscious with an irregular pulse and a blood pressure of less than 6 and a barely perceptible heartbeat. I acted quickly to stop the stomach bleeding because he was vomiting more than a liter of blood. Since I arrived, in less than an hour, he had vomited 3 times and his conditions had worsened. I called 3 of my colleagues to help, and we concluded that nothing could be done, thinking that he would only have half an hour to live. In fact, his heart stopped, and Dr. Shami certified his death. A moment later, my daughter Linda came into the room, bringing incense from Father Charbel's grave and burned it, placing it under the nose of the deceased and placing a relic of Father Charbel on his chest. After giving him an injection of holy water brought from the tomb of God's servant, the man was resurrected. Therefore, I certify that his recovery was due to the intercession of God's servant, and I declare what was said is true. Dr. Wasey, February 16, 1952. At the time of the miracle, the Lebanese Minister of Finance was visiting Anaya, Mr. Amil Lahoud, a non-practicing Christian who did not believe in miracles. While speaking with Father Superior, the bells rang because a miracle had occurred. They went to see what happened, and there was a large crowd surrounding A.K.L. Joaquin, who had been healed from his paralyzed leg and was now able to move it normally. This man was known by the minister, who was so impressed by a miracle that happened to someone he knew, and he affirmed, "This is incredible. I cannot believe what I am seeing. This man was an invalid, and I have known him for years. The grace of God, which has healed him, has also healed my unbelief. Now I believe in God, in Saint Charbel, in the Catholic Church, in heaven, in hell, in the devil, and in the truths of faith." This happened on May 3rd, 1950. So now, let's pray to Saint Charbel MacLouf, inviting him to intercede for us. God, infinitely holy and glorified in the midst of your saints, you who inspired the holy monk and hermit Father Charbel to live and die in perfect union with Jesus Christ, giving himself the strength to renounce the world and make triumph from his hermitage, the heroism of his monastic virtues, poverty, obedience, and holiness. We implore you to grant us the grace to love and serve you by following his example. Almighty God, you who have manifested the power of Saint Charbel's intercession through his numerous miracles and favors, grant us the grace that we implore you through his intercession. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.